It's a Friday morning, and the entertainment editor from the River City's Reader joins us here now live in studio. It's Mike Schultz.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah,
good
to be here. With the cool temperatures, I got to believe a lot of people will be going to the movies.
Just to stay warm.
Yeah, how about that? It's kind of refreshing in a way.
No, I like
it's not terrible.
I like it.
I just keep thinking, who are the Bears playing this week when the weather's like this? It's deceiving.
Isn't it supposed to be really cold tomorrow? Not really cold, but less than 70?
I think today, well, it's less than 70 today.
Yeah, 69 is the high. Tomorrow, actually, a little bit warmer than Sunday.
Okay.
So today's the day.
All right. Sweet.
But you 70, got 72 tomorrow.
I'm doing fine. Yeah.
72 tomorrow and 78 on Sunday.
When you showed up last Friday and we weren't able to do it because we were off the air because of the weather.
Jeez.
Did you have an umbrella that matched your shirt?
Quite possibly.
Uh-huh.
It was completely unintentional, but it sounds like me. So, that's
that
probably something that
Schultz.
Did happen.
Oh,
there he goes
so
again.
Schultz.
Accessorizing with his accessories.
That's so Raven. All right. So, Mike, what have you seen since the last time we
watched? Wow, let's get caught up, right? Well, we haven't talked about Public Enemies even, which is probably... Well, easily one of my favorites this summer. It's super good.
I forgot that movie even existed.
Yeah, that's the thing. I had to actually go back and look over my reviews.
On, huh?
Yeah, it's really good. It's very strong. It's slow, but slow in a good way. Kind of the way you go through a novel and you kind of want every page to last. It's really good. Johnny Depp's quite excellent in it, in a way that he usually isn't. I mean, he's always fun, but it's a good dramatic performance.
Now, does Dillinger's penis end up in a jar somewhere in that movie?
No, not in this one.
They got to save some for the sequel, Darren.
That might be in
the
blooper reel. Sure.
Right.
Yeah. But it's great. I had a really good time.
It's where they came
it.
Up with the term dill pickles.
That's not true.
That's a lie.
That's not true.
No,
that's not true.
So you really like that? And there was actually 1933 Nash in that vehicle, in that movie that was from Davenport.
Honest to goodness.
Yeah, the car that Johnny Depp uses was from Davenport and was at the cinemas.
Wow.
Outside, yeah.
Well, how about that? That's pretty cool.
From what I understand, though, they beat it up a little bit.
The movie people did?
Yeah. I got some friends who were in the movie when they filmed in Chicago as extras and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a great Chicago movie. Man, it looks beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
So go see that.
Better than The Untouchables?
The Untouchables is more fun for sure.
Okay.
It's probably a better movie, but The Untouchables I've got a soft spot for. I just love that flick.
Right on.
That's great.
Same here.
Save the baby.
What else? Might as well just bring it up. I saw My Sister's Keeper, the one about Cameron Diaz with her daughter with leukemia and stuff. It's not bad at all.
Ooh.
All things considered. If anyone has their wives or girlfriends make them go see it, it's not bad. It's kind of one of those tearjerkers done relatively well. So I was happy to have seen that. That was cool. Bruno. We have to talk about Bruno.
Now, people are either loving or hating this.
Yeah. Yeah, I fall kind of in the middle somewhere. Right? There's some really, really funny scenes in that.
And
some
where
really
were you
smart
at with Borat
stuff.
Again?
Borat I liked a lot. I saw that twice and laughed pretty hard both times.
Yeah.
This one just feels incredibly forced. Everything that felt kind of fresh and unusual and spontaneous in the first one, I think they've just run out of people to fool with that act.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, now we're traveling down to rural Alabama to pick on people. I mean, what's the point?
Uh-huh.
You know, why are we bothering?
Is it more vulgar?
It's certainly more vulgar in a way. It's a weird movie. It's because it kind of espouses this gays are people too philosophy. You know, it's like I can be as out there as I want to be and we'll be cool with it. But at the end of the day, any 13-year-old kid who goes to see this is still going to beat up the gay on the playground and probably more so now. And so it leaves a really uncomfortable taste in your mouth, so to speak. It's hard to watch, but it just feels phony, and so it kind of kills your laughter because you're like, I think those extras are in on the joke.
Yeah.
I think everyone in this movie is in on the joke.
All right. But if you liked Borat...
You still might not like this one.
Okay, you might not like it. All right.
I mean, it's okay. It's got bits.
He was when they had that Ali G show, I always thought the Bruno was the weakest of the characters.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
He's been around for a while?
Oh, yeah. There was a TV show where he was Ali G, he was Borat, and then he was Bruno.
Oh, okay.
And it's...
It's one joke that doesn't play... Very long. I think.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What can you do? I saw Ice Age, the sequel. Which
Dawn
just
of the Dinosaurs. Yeah,
forget it.
No good, huh?
Lord. Boring.
Just
so boring. Yeah.
Nothing's going on.
Well, we've been spoiled. Pixar has really kind of ruined it for everybody, you know? And it's boring, bad jokes, and it's, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
Let's move
Kids aren't even going to like it.
Not really. I mean, everyone goes to see it because they feel they should. Yeah. Well, it's being marketed well, but... Boy, it's really not funny.
Okay.
How about I Love You, Beth Cooper?
I really liked it. That surprisingly
thing has gotten murdered by critics.
Killed by the critics, and nobody is going to see it. And so it's one of those I'm all alone on again. But it's I thought it was complete. I had no idea it was directed by Chris Columbus, who did Home Alone.
Yeah.
And Gremlins.
Rent, and he wrote Gremlins. Yeah, absolutely. And it's really funny. It's really unusual. I had no
so
idea who directed it.
So the idea is this guy is in love with a girl and then finally gets a chance with her.
Yeah, he's the valedictorian at school, so he gives a speech. And in his speech, he tells her he loves her. He also tells the bullies, you know, and you've picked on me and I hate you. And he tells the world that his best friend is gay. And the kids in the audience going, I'm not gay. You know? And it's basically what happens over the next 12 hours. And it's really clever. It's like After Hours as a high school flick. Really fun, really kind of cleverly directed. Yeah, I had a great time.
Okay.
Who knew? And finally we saw Harry Potter.
Harry
which
Potter
we have a clip for,
and the...
And this is the sixth one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the sixth book, or sixth film.
Both.
Yeah, right. And then the next movie is going to be two movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they can't possibly get it all done in one movie.
That's what they say. It's a long book.
I've got a clip here from Harry Potter, and then we'll talk about what you think of Harry Potter, which is, again, in theaters. Or, well, it's been in theaters since Wednesday, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
The other day I was in the library in the restricted section and I came across something rather odd about a very rare piece of magic. But it just got me wondering, are there some kinds of magic you're not allowed to teach us?
Well, there can be no light without the dark. So it is with magic. Myself, I strive to live within the light. I suggest you do the same.
Is that what you told Tom Riddle, sir, when he came asking questions?
Dumbledore put you up to this, didn't he? Didn't he?
I have no idea what the hell
so
just happened.
So what Harry Potter is looking for is that old black magic.
Yes. Nice reference, friend.
So?
It's fine.
Yeah?
It's all right. I'm not crazy about any of them. I like the third one quite a bit. Azkaban I thought was really fun. It's the same movie to me over and over. It's we show up at Hogwarts and we have the big dining room scene and then we go to a classroom with funny magic potions and then we play Quidditch and then we have soap opera romance and that's it.
Harry Potter...
I haven't read the books, so I'm not. I'm just taking this from the movie.
I haven't read the books. I haven't seen the movies. Lindsay Lohan on Saturday Night Live was all I needed to see.
That was the best Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Hulu-able,
with,
I would imagine?
With the magnifying glass.
Yeah,
that's all you needed.
She plays a very busty Hermione.
Hermione?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So fun. I'll look that up.
All you needed to see.
That's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah. I was okay with it. I'm okay with all of them. They're fine. They're kind of entertaining. I just don't... They're very geared for the books fans, which is great, as they should be. Mm-hmm. But anyone who's out of the loop is going to remain out of the loop, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Put me in the out of the loop.
I'm loopless.
Ben. Yeah. No thanks. No thanks.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's it. Next
and we're
week,
caught up.
Next week, it's G-Force, which is...
Is that the thing with the gophers or the hamsters or something?
Guinea
or?
Pigs, I believe.
There we go.
Now that we're
animated
okay,
guinea pigs.
Being that we haven't really been all together in a long time, and we're halfway through the year, officially halfway through the year,
right?
At the halfway point, what is your worst and best?
Ooh, that's good. I'm kind of fighting with my three favorites, I think, right now. Sugar is definitely up there, the Quad Cities baseball movie. Man, it's so good. And really, really like Duplicity, the one with Julie Roberts and Clive Owen that nobody cared for, really.
Yeah, okay.
And Adventureland, I think, are my three favorites
so far.
Okay,
so there you go. That's three DVDs.
Really good. And plus, you got
soon.
Star Trek, and you got Up, and you got The Hangover. I think you got a whole bunch of really good ones
all right,
this year.
So there you go. All of those will be on DVD very soon.
Yeah, I would imagine. Real soon.
And then worse?
I got to go Transformers, man. I hated that movie.
Really?
Hated every inch of that movie.
Even worse than the one with Bai Ling?
Crank? Yeah, the sequel to Crank? Ooh, they might be duking it out for that particular title.
See, we're going to have to wait for the
end
of the year.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, a lot of good movies and a lot of crap coming out in the next 6 months.
Yeah absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Man, oh man. Hard to believe it's half over, though, already. More than half.
I was furious to find out that they were making... I was excited that there was a G-Force movie, but I thought it was going to be like Zoltar, Battle of the Planets kind of thing.
That was the first thing I thought when you mentioned that, and I was like, oh, damn it, I've seen that preview.
G-Force, that'd be awesome. The Fiery Phoenix, come on.
Yeah.
Seven Zark Seven? No, it's not to be.
I thought it was about
Tracy Morgan is a guinea pig that can do stunts.
I thought it was about a band of youngsters playing rock down in Atlanta.
Here's the problem, too, with this G-Force. Every time the Tracy Jordan or Tracy Morgan.
Yes, Tracy
Morgan. That's my problem with it.
Yeah.
Well, every time that guinea pig talks like Tracy Morgan, I think it's a bit from 30 Rock. Yeah. Liz Lemon, I'm going to be a talking guinea pig.
Excellent subplot, right?
You know?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Maybe they'll use that.
That reminds me of the time I made that movie with the talking gophers, Liz Lemon.
Genius. That man is genius.
He's Mike Schultz.
Well, it'll be just the two of us next week.
That's all good, man. We'll have fun next week.
All right. He's Mike Schultz. All right. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.